Unless Congress acts soon, nearly 18,000 children in Washington could lose health coverage. That's because Congress still hasn't reauthorized the Children's Health Insurance Program. 88.5's Paula Whistle has the story.
The Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP as it's known, has been around since 1997. At the time, a deeply divided Congress had just killed a proposal for universal health care that would cover everyone. The CHIP program, according to Washington Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell, was something both sides of the aisle could get behind.
The concept was, at least we ought to be able to agree that we want healthy children and that children shouldn't be excluded from access to health care just because their parents couldn't afford it.
Mary Wood with Washington State's Health Care Authority says CHIP funds pay for vision, dental, and preventative care for kids, which Wood says is critical for good health.
And critical for kids' success in school and in life, and to us it's a cornerstone.
Even though the CHIP program continues to have broad bipartisan support, Congress missed its deadline to reauthorize it by September 30th and still hasn't taken action. Senator Cantwell says that's unacceptable.
Children's health insurance shouldn't be political. What's weighed it down is the debate on health care writ large.
In other words, all of the focus has been on Obamacare and various bills to stabilize the health insurance markets. The state has gotten some emergency funds as a sort of stopgap, but at this point, the money won't last much past the end of the year. Now, some people in Washington may not even be aware they're on CHIP because here the program is called Apple Health for Kids. At any rate, the state promises 60-day notices will go out to anyone who is scheduled to lose coverage. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.